Eve?
Eve hopped out of the barn through an opening in the side, a tiny fluff ball following her. Literally, the baby Harpy was like a giant buff-colored cotton ball with two dark brown sticks for legs. Great big golden eyes stared out at me from within the depths of the fluff. I struggled not to grin. It looked like a creature that couldn't hurt a fly, never mind become one of the deadliest predators in the supernatural world. Eve blinked several times as she drew close, tipping her head to one side.
Liam, what are you doing here?
I looked over my shoulder and beckoned to Levi to get out. He did as I asked, staring at Eve and the baby, his jaw hanging open. He kept his back against the vehicle and his hand on the door. Good self-preservation instincts in him, at least. I turned to Eve.
The ogre babies are... sick.
I refused to say they were dying.
Oh, no!
I need to get to Seattle. I know you can't leave. I need to borrow Ophelia. Is she here?
She's gone on a flyabout. She should be back soon.
Eve flicked a wing and the tip of one feather in my direction.
Watch the babies. I'll go get her.
Before I could say a word, she launched into the air. Cotton Ball screeched and hopped after her mother, flapping what I suspected were two bits that would eventually grow into wings, but for the moment, they were just more fluff. Waiting was not something I did well. I crossed my arms over my chest and tried to think about the growing details of my plan. Seattle was a big city, but Riley said the ogres were in Cary Park.
Kid, look up Cary Park and the surrounding area on your phone.
Okay.
The relief in his voice was palpable. I looked up as the baby Harpy, Celine if I remembered right, turned back my direction. Giving up on her mother, she promptly rushed me. Harpies were dangerous at the best of times. I wasn't sure this was a good idea in the least, but how was I going to stop the fluff ball? I held my hands out as she plowed into my arms. She tried to all but climb up my body, her baby claws digging into the ground as she half hopped in her efforts.
Easy, cotton ball.
I patted what I thought was the top of her head. I wasn't entirely sure with the way she puffed out. Big, googly eyes peered up at me, blinking rapidly with three sets of eyelids.
Hey, your mom will be back soon.
How many times had I said that to the five babies when Riley had been on her last salvage? More than I could count. And with only the hope that indeed she would come home. Not that I thought she'd leave forever, but I didn't know when she'd be able to find herself.